Hello, and welcome back to Ranting Republican with your host, Megan Jones. I am Megan Jones. So, last time we talked about the female Democratic candidates who were running for the midterms. And before that, I talked about the Republican female candidates running for the midterms. So I am going to start with just two candidates and just compare them. And then probably another time I will put up another podcast of probably about two, three more. And I just wanted to let you know that one of the candidates lost, who was backed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And you know what? I've come to this decision. If people of from different countries, or who have who still don't understand our constitution, I'm not going to pronounce their name right. So there. they don't take the time to do that, and I'm not going to take the time to pronounce their name correctly. So anyway, so she had backed Farouzad, who is a Dem now, and she lost. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Anyway, so let's get to two. One, Barbara Comstock, she is a Republican, and Sarah Jacobs is a Democrat. So let me just read about Barbara Comstock, Virginia, running for Congress as the incumbent. She supports the Second Amendment. She received an A rating from the NRA. In 2016, she condemned the Access Hollywood video, Trump being interviewed by the correspondent Billy Bush. She called for Trump to step aside, and I asked, by whom? And she's spoken out about the importance of sexual harassment, according to 538. She's voted with Trump's positions 97% of the time. So, let's read Sarah Jacobs, her background. Her resume is pretty short. She previously had a job at the United Nations in the Obama administration. Oh, what a coincidence. She's loaded with cash. Now, here's why. She's the granddaughter of the Qualcomm founder, Irvin Jacobs. Now, Qualcomm is a computer thing. I think it's like a virus or... I'm not quite sure, to tell you the truth, so I really should have looked that up before I decided to comment on it, but I am learning here. So, of Irwin Jacobs, she's put most of her money into campaign. So what? So did Donald Trump. I mean, but he made his money. I don't know. Anyway, so what does this look like to you? To me, definitely vote for Barbara Comstock, because she has more than this Sarah Jacobs. I don't know what she did at the United Nations Department at the United Nations, and she worked in the Obama administration in the State Department. So what did she do in the State Department? What is it? I don't know. And does anyone do, maybe I should care. Maybe I should. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is, if you just listen to just some of the key things, take out the Billy Bush video. Keep the NRA, keep the sexual harassment and keep she's voted with Trump more than 90% of the time. So, I don't know, has Sarah Jacobs ever voted on anything? No. So, but let's see. And she's running for a Congress seat too. And she's, Sarah Jacobs is 29 years old. Now I didn't write down how old Barbara Comstock was, but she's been in Congress a lot longer than, Sarah Jacobs. So Sarah Jacobs, she went like straight to the top. I mean, this is like, she never was in Congress. So how do you expect her to work in Congress? What, is she going to get like a security, you know, is she going to be on a security council? I mean, that doesn't make sense just because she worked in the State Department. Yeah, and then not only that, but, you know, I wonder if she has any Hillary secrets. I wonder if she has the emails. Oh, my gosh. Well, so those are two for now, and I will do another one. I will put that up. So today we talked about Barbara Comstock and Sarah Jacobs. So, okay. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.